There is an important connection between Genesis 3, and the second letter from St. Paul to the Corinthians. Genesis chapter 3 is basically the very beginning of the whole Bible. And we heard a really, really curious conversation that we can't forget. It was right after Adam and Eve ate the fruit in the Garden of Eden. We call this the first sin, or the original sin that passes through each to every one of us. And what we heard today was the conversation between God and Adam and Eve. And Jesus, through that conversation, was teaching his son and daughter and reminding them who is really in charge. First thing he said was a question to Adam. Where are you? Now, he is God, right? He does already know where Adam is. It wasn't like a question, like a tricky question. You know, Adam, where are you? Well, he knows exactly where he is. And Adam's answer was, I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked. So I hid myself. A few punctual things right there. First, Adam said to God, I was afraid. And second, he hid himself from God. We should always remember that when we sin. Because remember, God created the Garden of Eden, and here Adam and Eve are there in perfection with the relationship with the Lord. They can do anything in the Eden, in the garden. They can do anything. And there was one thing they couldn't do, right? They call it in the Bible the apple or the fruit. And of course, what did they do? They ate it. I mean, think about yourselves and your children. And if you tell them, hey, don't touch the fire pot. Don't touch the fire itself. Well, what's a kid going to try to do? Well, I'll run over there and try it. We might as well try this. Well, and then they feel very quickly if the parent stopped them to realize themselves, oh, probably shouldn't touch the fire, even though that's a rule. God responded to Adam by this. What told you that you were naked? You have eaten then, for the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat. And then comes out the pointing of the fingers. Adam was like, well, no, that was not me. That was her. That was Eden. That was Eve in the Eden. God, you made her anyway. She's the one that made me do this. And then he asked Eve, what did you do to do such a thing? And what did Eve say? Well, Father, it wasn't me. It was the serpent. The serpent told me, and he gave it to me. All right, couple bad things in our lives today in sin. First, especially in our culture today, you have to buck up and have responsibility. Adam shouldn't have said, oh, that was my wife. Actually, Adam, you should have protected her from the serpent. When you sin, you shouldn't be pointing to other people. Oh, that's what it was. Oh, I was just on the internet. Oh, you know, I was gossiping. It was a group. It wasn't me. No, I'll suck it up and say, that's my fault. That was me. That's my responsibility that I failed. And then get on your knees and say a great image. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Then we go to St. Paul, to the second letter to the Corinthians. He shows a different option. Quote, an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to what is seen, but to what is unseen. For what is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if our earthly dwelling, a tent, should be destroyed, we have a building from God, a dwelling not made with hands, eternal in heaven. What is the difference between original sin and our sin today? We think we're in charge. We think we are in control. It's not us. It's them. It's a society. It's the movie. Hey, yeah, that wasn't me. I'm fine. Try the other image where you think actually God is God and I'm not. God is number one. I'm the one that needs to get on my knees and say sorry. That God is truth itself when we as humans are not. We must humbly respond and have responsibility in our sinfulness. Finally, the very beginning of Genesis was the beginning of salvation for each and every one of us, now thousands and thousands of years later, that God proclaimed a good news, a saving plan. And listen to this. This is one of the most important verses in the Old Testament. Genesis 3. He was telling to the serpent to be punished. And he said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your heart, or at your head, while you strike at his heel. Do you know who he was talking to? I will put enmity between the evil one, the serpent, and the woman. Not necessarily Eve, but God can talk more than beyond that day. The woman was Mary. And between your offspring, meaning the evil ones, and hers, Jesus. He, Jesus, will strike at your head. Meaning Jesus will destroy you, Satan, while you strike at his heel and fail. Throughout our journey in listening to these readings about how Adam and Eve started with sin, with no responsibility, no thought that they were better than God, God planned a salvation for us to this day. So stay on God's team. Stay in God's kingdom. Get on your knees and realize you're a human. And that you are a daughter or a son of God who's called you beyond this earth with what we think and what is fleeting, with our own things that we love or feel good, alcohol or sex or drugs. That God has found something better. Walk with the Lord, because He's the team.